Of everyone on the bottom of page 176, really moving on to 177. We did the bottom 176. We're in the middle of Taf Ayin Tes Sif Aleph. We're still in the part of the Haggadah called Barech. Okay, we're in Birkas Hamazon. Let's just read through it once again. The Mechaber says, "After Kach Mosgin Lo Koshlish." Afterwards, after you've had Safon, you had the Afikom and the Karban Pesach, you pour the third kos of Varach Alav Birkas Hamazon, like those who bench on a kos. Rest there, you have a kos to bench on, but over here, everyone's gonna have a kos to bench on. Varach Alav Birkas Hamazon, Ubori Pragavon. You say Birkas Hamazon, and afterwards, Ubori Pragavon, Veshoseah Baseva, Velo Yevarach Achar. We don't make a bracha after the third coast. We're going to wait till the fourth coast. We'll soon see. Below Yishta Yain, they know the coast reveal. You don't drink anything between the third and fourth coast. That we also saw last time, and we also saw the Ramah. Miu. Mikos Shlisha Yachalishtos Kamapam. If you have the third coast, you can drink from that a couple of times. Akom Mechashishti Achas Afagav to Hisikwe time. Even though you make a Hisikwe time, as long as it's that one coast, it's going to be fine. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, if you have too big of a kos, you might end up getting drunk and not be able to do halal, so you should be careful with that. But other than that, you're allowed to drink from that one kos. This is where we're up to right now, says the Mechaber now. Mitzvah lachzor achar zimun. There's a special mitzvah to go after zimun. Okay? So over here, lachora, you would think this is in Siman Tavayin Tes, this would be a din in Barech. But really, it's not, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, after zimun, what's the difference between Lel Pesach and the rest of the year in terms of Zimun? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Tes, Hiskimu Achroni, Da'ai Zimun Ein Aleini Berkas Hamazon. This is not really still part of the Siman that we call Barech. Rather, he says, there's no real reason to have more of a reason to have a Zimun Lel Pesach than any other point of the year. We're talking about over here to get a Zimun for halal. For halal, Zimun, what are they talking about over here? There's a special mitzvah over here. If you don't have mitzvah, have 10 to do halal, so at least you have 3 to do halal. So one person will sing out, Hodu Hashem ki tov gilom chasto, v'heim yanu pasuk she'achar zeh, and then they'll say, Hodu Hashem ki tov gilom chasto, yomar na yisal gilom chasto, Hodu Hashem ki tov gilom chasto. So you have this back and forth between one to do mitzvah. Shikaru l'zimun zeh, lo yolcho v'lo yishto, lo yisei l'varach berkasam. Zimun, el yishma hodu v'yana iman v'yachzor l'veiso. Okay, and therefore over here, you have a mitzvah to try and find. You're up to this party. You don't have a zimun. You don't have a zimun. You don't have 3 people. You should go find the third Jew walking in the street. Bring him in so he can have a zimun for this part of it. So therefore we see over here, this is really the beginning of halal. This is really the beginning of really Siman Tav Pei, which is really going to talk about halal. This is really the beginning of when we talk about halal, because it says over here, mitzvah, lachzor, achar, zimun. We're saying over here is talking about this back and forth of Hodul Hashem Ki Tov, and we'll soon see Ana Hashem Hoshia Na, saying the same thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshech, V'gam b'zeh hiskimu, Daf she mitzvah minu muvchar lo mahalo b'shloshu gvarim gedolim, ino mitzvah minu muvchar. You should have 3 bar mitzvah boys going ahead and do a gvarim gedolim. V'okin yesh b'beis al shulchan achar gavra bar chiyuva, b'vani ma'nach l'tzari v'dolam mi'ar soros. So therefore, if you have a couple different tables, let's say you're at one of these big hotel things, and at your table you don't have 3 bar mitzvah boys, you should mitzvah another table, do halal with them. Okay, you spit out shulchan gavra bar chiyuva, v'vani ma'nach l'tzari v'dolam mi'ar soros. Mikol makom ein k'peida kol kach. Nevertheless, this is a nice thing, but we don't have a kapeda kokach. Shiachol atzeis b'zeh b'ishto b'banav, because really, you can mitzarif really your wife and your children for this also, that also works over here. V'adin shi'ishti yichol lomar hodu? Even the wife, she could say, hodu l'ashem ki tov, kila chazon, you can answer after him. What is this, a conservative seder over here? No, that's the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Have the woman do it. She'igan nashi mechuyavos b'halol zeh. You, the women, are also chayiv in the nice halal. Koshim chuyavos b'dalad kosos. However, just wait one moment with this woman. Let's not get too carried away over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'kotav achok Yaakov, dilufi mashin noagim lomar hodo b'nigun v'nimas kol. Now, these are more people say, they don't just say, hodo l'ashem ki tov ki l'olam chasto. They try and do it with a nice voice, a nice niggin, a nice tune to it. Okay, so if that's the case, Yesh lochosh l'madam reinam b'gemara, then you have the what's problematic with the Gemara, zamra noshin v'anyin gavri keish minu oris. That's the worst type of kol isha. When a woman says something and the men have to say something after them, that's the worst. Ke'esh bin ha'oras is like a burning fire. Okay, the burning fire is that you don't want to do. So have a woman to say, Hodu la'ashem kitov gilulam chasto, that is going to be fine if she's not doing it kol naim. But once she's going to say a kol naim, then it's going to absolutely be usher to do. Okay, so you're going to get into problems. I don't know, you're going to tell your mother. You can delete it, but don't do it in any, don't make sure you don't have a nice voice when you do it. Stay away from the woman leading the Hodu la'ashem, in my opinion. But that is what he says over here, through the Mishnah Berurah points out over here. But you should have this back and forth. I think a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people just say the halal like regular. They don't want to stop at Hodu like we do in shul. They have one person lead. You're supposed to have one person leading, the Baal HaSeder or someone else. Hodu la'ashem kitov gilulam chasto. Everyone answers back like you do at a regular minyan. Like you do at a regular minyan, that's really what is supposed to be going on over here. You see Mefarish over here. We'll come back to this in one moment, says the Mishnah Berurah, just in the end over here. In the end over here, once we're talking about getting people for a Zimon, you should also know, he says over here, Achein, the last bit of the Mishnah Berurah sequence, says Achein, he wrote, L'hadil kaima kol min amovchar. Ve'ein l'beis of Zimon Shalim, you don't have a Zimon Shalim, shal gimal nashim. Yer l'hazmi l'chatchila, so there is a rech, make sure you think ahead of time, and or invite guests to your Seder. So therefore you have a Zimon for Berkas Amazon and for Amiras Hodu. Okay? Says the Shartzin, okay, over here, Osiyad Beis. Anyways, the Svarim right beside the Zohar Kodesh, the Mitzel has been Orech Oni B'Chag. You should try and invite poor guests during the Chag. We say at the beginning, and then that's we should be inviting poor guests to join our Seder if at all possible. Okay, that's what's brought down over here in order. Says the Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, in addition to the Masal the Mitzah. Zuchova midaraisa la tekla aniyim. It's a mitzvah daraisa to give to aniyim. The asher let's say sidei chova bekach shemazin adam onil. He sold asher kona. You can mekayim a lot of different things. Helping an ani, the din over here of having a zimon. The don't go dichun yesev yesev. All over here in one fell swoop. You're inviting an ani over here at the thing. No, the chaznish does right. Inviting bachrim yeshiva bachrim arav the din of an ani. I'm not exactly sure what Chaznish meant. You guys with your credit cards and stuff, with your parents' credit cards, you have an actual din ani, but maybe, I don't know. That's what the Chaznish writes. That's why in all the different cities in Europe and stuff, they used to invite the poor Bachram. They didn't. That's what they would have Seder. That's what they weren't home for Pesach. Whatever is at different suitors. Fine. That's what's brought down over here. And then, going weiter now, the Ramah says, V'agadol Sheban Omer Hodu V'ano. The Gadol Sheban should say the Hodu and Ana Hashem. And other people answer back. However, he could give it to a katan rishus to lead the Ana Hashem. Couple important Mishnah Berurah. Number one, this whole thing of the back and forth, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Omer Hodu Vano, Hurak Mitzvah Lechatchila Veinu Lekuva. It's a Mitzvah Lechatchila, it's not the Lekuva. If your parents don't do it, they're Seder, it's not Ma'akev. It's just a nice thing. It's the best thing to weigh ahead and do it. And then he says over here, Litein lekatan rishus. Very beautifully, he says in the Mishnah Berurah, see, katan your base. Shu yomar, let the katan do it, kadesh lo yishnu. Number one, now we have another way of keeping him up. He remembers Halel Seder, the time he gets to lead the Halel. He'll stay up even for Halel. V'gan kadeh lechancha memitzos. And that is also a good way of v'mecharecha memitzos. You tell them, they say, Ana Hashem Oshiyana, and they're in the little cute voices, and you answer back, Ana Hashem Oshiyana. You teach them what it means also. But then the Shabbat does point out, there's a dafka by Miras Anna. The chinuch bit can only work for Anna Hashem Oshiyana. Why? Because by Anna Hashem Oshiyana, you answer back the same thing. Okay? By Hodu Hashem Kitov Gilam Chasto, were you back when he says Yomar Na Yisrael, you answer back Hodu Hashem Kitov Gilam Chasto, so it's not right for a katan to be motzi everyone and Yomar Na Yisrael. Over there, you should have a gadol going ahead and leading Hodu Hashem Kitov Gilam Chasto and Yomar Na, Yomru Na over there. However, for Ana Hashem Oshina and Ana Hashem Atzlichana, that would be a nice tidbit of chinuch to let a child go ahead and do it in this case. Okay, so that is the did over here. This back and forth that we go on during the halal. Weiter in the Ramah, v'yachol etzarif lezimun linyan halal. Afagav shel achol imhen, you could mitzarif someone for zimun for halal, not for berkas amazon, for zimun for halal. Even if he wasn't part of your seder, you bring in another guy. Even if you're a head seder, he could join in for this thing. Going back to Barech again, okay? The minhag is that the Balabais, he leads the benching Bilal Pesach. Shinemar Tov Ayin Hu Yivorach. The person who has a Tov Ayin, the person who gave plentifully, and he's the one who supported you during the Suda. He gave you the food for the Suda. So Tov Ayin Yivorach Mikri Tov Ayin. He's the one who's supposed to bench. Shamar Kol Dichben Veisev Yechal. He's the one who invites the guests. He's the one who should bench. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, Sukkot Yod Gimel, Afim Yesh Lo Oreach, even if he has a guest, which normally we give benching to the guest, over here the Baal HaBayis should lead the benching. Mikol Makom Ein K'peida B'Zein, Be'erach Acher, we're not so makbid on this. If he wants to give it to someone else, that would be good also. Okay, so you mixed in a little bit of, over here, a little bit of halal within Barech over here. One more thing in terms of benching, and then we'll move on. What if one forgets Yalav Yovo at benching on Lel Pesach? Okay, he drinks the kos, the third kos, and he realizes, I forgot Yalav Yovo. Okay, what do we do? Generally, if you forgot benching on Pesach and Yontif, you have to go back for the first food to Suda. So over here, the Chori has to bench again. The problem is over here, he's going to have another kos. Then we're going to get this problem of Mosif on the kosos. What would he do? So there's actually a number of different opinions of what to do. The Piskei Tshuva only brings down two different opinions. He first brings down, very simply, go ahead and you have to bench again. But bench without a kos, you'll bench this time without a kos, you have fulfilled your third kos with the bench of first benching. This one, nah. Says B'Shem Rav Sturmbach. Rav Sturmbach says, no, you go ahead, you bench again with a kos. You just don't drink the kos. You wait to use that kos for the fourth kos of benching, and then you'll say benching and hallow on this other kos, because to drink another kos would be problematic. However, Ben Rav Shlomo Zalman quoted Elicha Shlomo Perek Tes, Halacha Samich, he brings down over there, no. If you bench without Yalav Yavo, it's actually a machlok. Was it? Is it like you benched? You just forgot Yalav Yavo, or is it Kilu? You didn't bench at all. Okay, so it sounds like over there, Rosh Hashanah in hell, it's like you didn't bench at all. So therefore, you didn't even have the kosos of the third brother, the third guy. He holds. You go ahead and bench again, and you have another kos. You have to make another bracha on the kos, and it's Kilu. The brother, the third kos is not really the third kos. This will become the third kos. He says we're not worried about Mosif ala kosos. That's the psak of Rosh Hashanah and Arbach Zatzal. Okay. So that is the dinim of Tuf Ayin Tes, which is really the dinim of Barech. But we see over here, based on the Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Machaber, he already throws in Hal. And then we move on to Siman Tuf Pei. We'll start Siman Tuf Pei, Seder Kos Review, the fourth Kos, which is going to be said over the part of the Seder called Halel. Kos Review, Matchil Olano. Then we start saying the second part. We already said the first part of the first two paragraphs of Halel in the end of Magid. So now we're starting, finishing off Halal. We split up Halal before and afterwards. Just by the way, they get split up Halal over there because the first two paragraphs talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, we put in the Magid, the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim aspect. The end of Halal is just different Tishiros and Tishbachos to Kaddish Baruch Hu. In general, that we leave for Halal. That's what it gets split up over here. So Kozri Matzka Lulanu, we start Lulanu, which is the third paragraph of what we said when we say full Halal. The Gomar Lavasa Halal, we finish off Halal. The Eino Omer Yalalucha, you don't say Yalalucha at this point. Elo Omer Acher Gemara Halal Halal Hagadol. Okay, we have Halal, and then we have Halal Hagadol. Halal Hagadol is the extra paragraph, extra shiras that we're going to say after we finish the regular Halal. Shehu Mahodul Hashem, it starts Hodul Hashem Ad Al Naros Bavel until the paragraph that we call Al Naros Bavel in Sefer Tehillim. Shehem Kav Vav Kili Olam Chasto. That's the Hodul Hashem Kidov Kili Olam Chasto. 26 of them that we say Pesukim Dezimra on Shabbos. Also, that's part of the Halal Gadol. Also, the Achar Kach after you said Hodu Ad the Ad Naros Bavel Achar Chomer Nishmas Kol Chayim. We say Nishmas Kol Chayim Kidov and Pesukim Dezimra on Shabbos. That is one of the greatest Shvachim that we have. That's what we really call Halal Gadol Nishmas Kol Chayim. V'yishtabach. Then you say Yishtabach. Adu mi olam mi adolam ata'el. You don't finish off the bracha. You say ada ata'el. V'az yomar. At that point, you say yahalelucha. Ad melech mulal b'tishbachot. Then we have the paragraph of yahalucha. And then we have mesayim with the bracha of melech mulal b'tishbachot. That's all what we call the halal hagadol. The one major, besides for the fact that over here, this halal, we split it into two different parts. There's another difference between this halal and the regular halal that we say throughout the year. And that's pointed out in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Okay, Matzkel Olano B'lo Bracha, obviously. The Omrim Halal Miyushav, this halal, we say sitting down. Asher B'chol HaShana Omrim Umad, even though the rest of the year, we say it standing up. B'Pesach Sheini, Mimnei Shem Yushav, U'derech HaSibah V'Cheru. B'Pesach Sheini. B'Pesach, it's different. Why? Simination. Usually derech haseifa v'cheres. That's derech heiros over here to say it's not anymore derech heiros. Therefore, we say halel sitting down on this night, and that's why we do it for most people sitting down. That is the minag halacha l'maisa bezrat Hashem. We'll finish off some in Tafpei and move on to Tafpei Aleph next time. Ad kan for today.